age. New Zealanders wanting to welcome refugees into their community will be able to apply for new sponsorship visas from next month. The sponsorship program is part of an expanded trial in which communities across Aotearoa have welcomed whānau from around the world. It's being celebrated as a way New Zealand can help with the global refugee crisis and bring Kiwi communities closer together. Anai te kai ripoata, Anita Blakeperson.
Nelson woman Sarah Linda McMillan and two friends joined together with the local St Vincent de Paul to welcome a refugee whānau to their community.
We sort of formed a pre-made family for them, basically.
The sponsorship was part of an Immigration New Zealand trial with four community groups welcoming six families and 24 refugees to different cities and towns across Aotearoa. Sarah Linda's group sponsored a young Syrian couple, covering some of their costs and helping out with all those tricky tasks in a new country.
We did sort of co-opt people to help with things like driving and learning how to swim, you know, taking people for driving lessons, getting them organised with formal lessons when that was needed, and all of that sort of thing, like you would do, you know, with your own family while getting them launched into an independent life.
It was an experience, she says, gave her a much deeper connection to her local community.
You know, we have our own set of difficulties and challenges, and not everything's perfect, but overall we're pretty privileged when you look at our opportunities that most people can have access to.
Now the program is being expanded. 150 refugees will be welcomed over the next 3 years, and applications open in October for anyone wanting to be a sponsor. Immigration New Zealand's Manager for Refugee and Migrant Support, Sarah Ward, says groups can nominate someone they want to sponsor or be matched with a person in need from a broad range of countries.
Any of the UNHCR can identify priority areas, and then we've just overlaid that with areas that New Zealand goes to for humanitarian programs. So that's the Asia Pacific, Africa, Middle East and the Americas.
And those being sponsored can be placed anywhere in New Zealand.
That's one of the benefits they've seen out of Canada. So instead of settlement for refugees happening in, you know, just the main metropolitan areas, that actually a broader range of communities are supporting former refugees when they come. And obviously the side benefits of that are then you end up with a broader understanding of humanitarian situations and a more diverse community.
An umbrella organisation is being set up to help the sponsors and the refugees they're welcoming, and Sarah Ward says similar programs have been really successful in Canada and the UK.
You know, the Canadians have a really successful program, and the UK and Ireland are doing it, and the US is looking at starting up something very similar. I think the thing that resonates around the program is this connection to community. It's about direct community action to support kind of bigger global humanitarian need.
Refugees taking part in the program need to have a basic level of English and either 3 years of work experience or 2 years of tertiary study.
What we want to do before people come is give them a real clear understanding about where their level of English puts them in relation to the job market and how those skills would be transferred when you get to New Zealand, because you don't want families coming thinking, I'm going to come and be able to do this job that I did offshore, and actually, you know, it's not recognised by the trade qualification, or there's additional study that I need to do before I'm really employable.
Refugee Council of New Zealand committee member Pooja Sunda is incredibly pleased the program's being expanded. She says it's another way for New Zealand to help out with the global refugee crisis.
It's up to New Zealand to really, really take a good hard look at what we can do to support those people who've helped us as New Zealand in the past, families, those who haven't, just as out of general human kindness, to ensure that New Zealand does step up and do our part, if not more than our part, in ensuring those who are going through a difficult time elsewhere have a home here.
New Zealand increased its refugee quota from 1,000 to 1,500 from last year, but COVID forced a pause on arrivals. Around 210 people were scheduled to have arrived in the country so far this year.